timing back here. We are back and we are live. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. This is 2017's first edition. Welcome aboard. We'll start by asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, I'll tell you. All right, folks, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. We only have, 13 times left to play the Obama Our Liberty Dies finale. I've yet to come up with a replacement.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today, give us a call. Easy to do. Call 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address, same as it ever was, KingDude, KingDude, at MikeChurch.com. Official website for all things me. Remains online at MikeChurch.com. It's got a, there's a bunch of new bells and whistles on the MikeChurch.com site, and you will start noticing that as early as this afternoon or early this morning, we are adding preview audio to the MikeChurch.com site as well as the Veritas site. Because we have discovered that thousands upon thousands of you are still seeking out this show via my website. So why should we deny it to you? I want to give you a little bit of a schedule update here. Things are going to begin to change just a bit here today. We will do a Facebook Live hour today, but it'll just be 1 hour. It'll be from 7 to 8 a.m., the same hour that'll be on the preview version of the two apps that we will roll out, the edited free apps that we will roll out later this week. I say two apps. You'll have two buttons to listen. One will be a premium listen button where you'll get the premium channel. The other will be the free preview. And the 7 a.m. hour will always be the preview hour, and we'll simulcast that on the Facebook Live and using the Facebook Live video. And also, if you're wondering how, I keep seeing this question being asked over and over and over again, which is amazing for the size of the audience that it has. But if you're wondering how to watch this show on YouTube and you're a Founders Pass member, then don't worry about it. All you got to do is go to either my site or the Veritas site, and there'll be a link there that'll take you to the Mike Church Show homepage on the Veritas Radio Network site. And if you're logged in, you'll see the video there. It's as simple as that. If you're not logged in, you won't see it. You'll see an error message that you ought to be logged in if you want to see it. If you are logged in, then you'll see the YouBoob video. So just wanted to take care of that. We say welcome back to everyone who is returning for the year that shall become, 2017. We were last with you on December the 21st, or was it the 22nd? I think it was 20. So it was Wednesday, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, December the 21st. Of course, I left you here with a boatload. Boatloads of federal money, a boatload of federal non-federal programming in the form of the Nativity of Mary, which was an entirely unique and original audio form, audio long-form production, which debuted on Christmas Eve, ran all day Christmas, and then all day the Monday after Christmas Day during the second day of Christmas. And that is still available for any Founders Pass member. It'll go just up for members later on today, but it has been publicly available. There's a couple of new pieces that are also going to be into the works here very soon, as you'll start to see more and more long-form audio serials, if you will, shows that have episodes appearing on the True Features channel at Veritas Radio Network. And I'm excited about that because I like doing that. Anyways, I hope you enjoy the Nativity of Mary. It is it's still up there if you want to give it a listen. It will be available to Founders Pass members throughout the course of the rest of the year. Boy, a lot of stuff has happened since December the 21st. Boy, howdy. Including what seems to be, if this was possible, an increase in insanity that has infected the minds of the body politic out there, with the never Trumpers becoming more animated, more violent, more vicious, more evil, more sinful, more despicable than they were last month. It's almost as though it's like a disease. It's like, you know, if for those of you that are into oncology, know that cancers grow in stages. You know, you start with cancer stage one, and if you catch it stage one or stage two, it's a very good chance that you may actually recover from said cancer. If you don't catch it early, then there is a smaller and smaller chance, the later the stages are that you catch it in, that you can make a recovery or drive it into remission with medical technology and advancements that we have here today. But the point is, it starts off small. You know, the cancer starts off very small, then it begins to metastasize, and it begins to grow. And it seems that that is what is happening with this. And this has been the flames of this are being fanned by the usual suspects in the has-been media. Now, I tell you what I tried to do during the Christmas break, Christmas and early New Year break. I tried to not watch any news. I tried to stay as far away from any news site as I could. Yeah, I messed up on a couple of days and I meandered onto a few pages. I think I even posted some of them on my home Facebook wall myself. Speaking of Facebook, we're going to talk a little bit about a episode of the British television show Black Mirror that I suggest that I personally know about a dozen and a half people that I would term as Facebook addicts. I mean, I could really see the day when instead of going to an AA clinic, you would go to an FA clinic. And you say, hi, my name is Chris, and I am a Facebook addict. Here's a sure sign. Now, some of you are going to hear this, going to go like, row, Raggy. Raggies, you're talking about me? some of you are going to go, that sounds like me. If you can instantly respond to any form of communication on Facebook, whether it's someone else's post something on their feed and you see their feed, or they post and they tag you in something, or if something is liked and it winds up in front of you and you join the fray and you go ahead and you like and do whatever else comes along with it. If you're doing this within a time window, and this is not an exact science, it's just me saying this. If you're doing this within a time window span of, say, 5 minutes, I'd suggest that there's something... There's something amiss there. I know at least a dozen people. I'm going to give this away because, well, you can say that all you want, but that's my communication to the outside world. Why do we always have to feel connected and communicating with the outside world? What's wrong with the... When did the inside or interior world lose such favor? I might ask the question. There's at least a dozen people that it's probably even more than that, that have become obsessive about this. And this show that is the British television anthology, Black Mirror, put together an episode called the season premiere, season three of Black Mirror, is an episode called Nosedive. Now, young Christopher tells me that the starlet from Jurassic Park, Ron Howard, the director, Opie from Andy Griffith, if you don't know who Ron Howard is. You know, if I were to say the guy that directed Apollo 13, almost every dude listening would know. We would understand, oh, that guy. Well, his daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard. She was in with Chris Pratt in Jurassic Park. This episode called Nosedive is... I recommend you watch it. In today's pile of prep, which is chock full of new 2017 goodness, including, and I think I might lead off with this, and then segue back to the Pride Book segment that we're going to that we'll do here. Today's pile of prep, one of the things that you'll see is just at the top of the page is I've republished a piece that was originally published on January the 23rd of the year of our Lord and Savior, Anno Domini 2009, written by Gerald Warner, called... The Barack Obama inauguration. This emperor has no clothes. It will all end in tears. You know, it's amazing to read this after the fact and to see just how accurately Gerald Warner predicted what would become of the era of hope and change. Now, I have a question for you. For those of you that reminisce about these sorts of things, you remember 2008 and then 2009 during the campaign, we were told by Obamanistas and by the has-been media, we were told that the election, or he had to be elected, the fact that he was on the ballot. Remember Michelle Obama saying, for the first time in my adult life, I'm actually proud of my country. And not just because Barack is. No, it was because Barack. Anyways, you will remember that we were supposed to enter the era, the America's first post-partisan era. Do you remember this? We were all, it was when everybody was, we're going to dump red, we were going to dump blue, there weren't going to be any red states, there were going to be no blue states, everything was going to be purple. And gumdrops are going to fall from the sky. We're all going to walk on streets paved with gold. And after every rain shower, after every even mist of rain, there would be beautiful, glorious rainbows everywhere. Do you remember we were all going to coexist so peacefully? By the by, if I see another one of these eggheads out there with these ridiculous coexist stickers that have, it says coexist, and then right next to it, I saw one yesterday. So, and of course, it's usually on the back of a Subaru. I don't know what is it with Subarus, but I saw one yesterday. It said coexist on the left bumper, and on the right bumper, it said never Trump. Now, or hashtag never Trump. Now, I have to ask the question, so you only coexist with certain individuals? Oh, I get it, I get it. Miniature, they only coexist with LGBTQRTLNNE, or whatever the latest minority group is. And this is all part of the hysteria that I was mentioning just a moment ago, that we will, of course, be, I'm sure, talking about over the course of the coming year, in the first year of the Trump presidency. So many things that I want to cover and touch, but back to on our first day back here, back to Obama's inauguration from January 23rd of 2009, Gerald Warner, when he wrote about this, just put the pin right there on the point that it needed to be placed in. And identified why the Obama presidency is ending in the acrimony that it's ending in today. If you were paying attention yesterday, and I hope that you weren't, but if you took the risk of watching broadcast news yesterday, then you may have been regaled. You know, Christopher, you got the DNC Fight Club video ready to go. You may have been regaled with it. Now, I saw this yesterday, and the only reason I want to play this for you is just to, you know, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that think that for those of you that think that when Trump rides in, when President-elect Trump, and believe me, it's going to be great. He's a great person, President-elect Trump, great person. I pray for his success every day. I do, every day. I pray that he's able to bring some of this madness to an end. But we got a nice preview and a reminder yesterday that 11-year-olds are still running the asylum that we call Mordor on the Potomac River. 11-year-olds, dudes. 8-year-olds, dude. Channeling a little Walter Sobchak from the Big Lebowski. 8-year-olds, dude. Hey, they may be 8-year-olds. We got just a little bit of reminder of how sick and twisted and infantile and juvenile our political discourse has become. There's no brains to it. There's no intellect to it. It is just a never-ending, stream of stupidity and imbecility. All dressed up in official pomp and circumstance. Oh, hey, you got to pay attention to me. I'm standing behind a dais. That says Congress of the United States. You will. Boy, and you know that the has-been media was all aglow yesterday because they finally got to go somewhere and cover something official. Because the has-been media, White House Press Corps, has not been invited to cover the Trump presidency. As the president-elect continues to defy conventional wisdom and has made it known that he's going to use his Twitter feed and he doesn't care who likes it. As a matter of fact, if you want to get a pretty decent read on the events of the day, all you have to do is follow Trump, just at Real Donald Trump on the Twitter. By the way, my Twitter address, and I've been doing a lot of tweeting lately, is at The King Dude. So I just want to give you a little reminder here. Nothing has changed. Democrats are still Democrats. Decepticons are still a bunch of frauds running around calling themselves conservatives, Republicans. You're going to get the exact same juvenile political discourse that we've been getting from years. For decades now, the only thing that has changed is now that the occupant of the White House doesn't really owe any of these clowns any favors. Does not revel or relish playing their game, and is going to act as he promised that he would act during a campaign, whether they like it or not. Now, that doesn't mean you still have to have congressional approval to do certain things. And I'm going to share a story with you later on in today's program here. It's the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be. Online at MikeChurch.com, VeritasRadioNetwork.com, and always on our apps for iPhone and Android. They are free. Check them out today. Search for Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, Radio Network. You're going to see this, I think, playing itself out here as the Trump administration gets underway here today, that when he has to have Congress, when Congress has to cooperate, he's going to find out very quickly that these guys have permanent seats at the $4.5 trillion buffet. And I'm going to share a story with you later on that's going to prove that the seats at the table, that the only thing that has happened thus far is that the chairs on the Titanic, which is still bound 13,000 feet down of an ocean of red ink to the bottom, that all that's occurred thus far is you had a couple of stewards come out there, Paul Ryan and a couple of other Republican flunkies come out and rearrange some of the deck chairs. Folks, here, I shouldn't give you this at the beginning of the show. I should make you wait to the end, but if you string us out, I'm going to tell you the secrets. Now, what if I told you? We used to learn in the Dale Carnegie sales course. What if I told you that I could tell you exactly how this is all going to end, and it's not going to cost you anything other than $7.99 a month to be a founder's pass? Man, what if I could tell you that? Here's what's going to happen here. When I share the story with you that shows the top five, this is from a government accounting office report that was released yesterday, GAO report for 2015, for the fiscal year that was 2015. When I read these numbers to you and I tell you, this is public knowledge, by the by, who the top five contractors are to the general government of the United States, and how many tens upon tens, nay, hundreds of billions of dollars is being funneled right from the sweat of your brow and my brow directly into the coffers of these merchants of death. Folks, it will become apparent that what we should do, we should be thankful that the Trump presidency is there as a backstop to bring about, hey, if you get three Supreme Court nominees and Roe versus Wade is overturned, fantastic. If you get two Supreme Court nominees and Roe v. Wade and Obergefell are overturned and some other vile pieces of Supreme Court jurisprudence are overturned, fantastic. If federal judges stop meddling in the affairs of the states as per the 10th Amendment as President-elect Trump, fantastic. That should not deter us. And I've already heard a lot of towel throwing in here from many of you people that were rabble-rousers all the way up until the day that Trump was elected and beat the Nephilim spawn of Margaret Sanger and Satan himself, Mrs. Clinton. Many of you have taken the towel. I wish I had a... We have a white towel anywhere. You know what, Christopher, you know what we need to get? You know the flags that the referees use, the yellow ones, and they got the little bean bag at the bottom of it, or they make a little bean bag so they can throw it? We need to get one of those so I can throw a penalty flag here. I'm going to throw a penalty flag right now. Many of you have already mailed it in. You've been bought and sold. You're like, ah, hey, Mitter Church, please, I did my duty. I voted for Trump. It's over. Mitter Trump is going to do it. You just wait and see. I'm going to do the same bit that I did at the time that John Boehner was elected Speaker of the House after the Republicans took it back from Nancy Pelosi and company after the disastrous year that was, or 2 years of the Congress that was, 2009 and 2010. So Boehner came in 2011. Mitter Church, Boehner's going to, you just wait and see, Scott Brown and John Boehner are going to do it. They are going to put an end to Obamacare and all the stuff that Obama's doing. We got conservatives in there. Mitter Church is going to be great, great, great. It wasn't great, great, great. Now, can some good come out of this? Yes. But to put a point on this, what I'm going to do to try and get across here, and I won't do it all today, we'll do it over time, is that we should use the success of the Trump presidency as a springboard, as a launching, as a platform from which to continue to push for and to counsel that the union is too big, it's too out of scale, our governments are not responsive in any Republican form that is even imaginable any longer, and the only way that we can separate ourselves from the madness that is the American standing army and its bellicosity and bombing, 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 warring, 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 and killing, killing, killing across the entire planet, costing you and me and our children trillions upon trillions of dollars that we have no intention of ever paying back, is to separate from it. There is no way that the tiny country of Louisiana is going to take upon itself, or even the tiny union of states that would be Louisiana, say, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, maybe. There's no way that little union of states is going to take it upon itself. Although the bigger it grows, I must caution, the more likely it could be attempted. But there's no way that individual states, made individual, made sovereign, once again, are going to take it upon themselves to launch military campaigns 8,000 miles away and to steal the resources from the people they claim to govern in order to do it. The only reason this is able to continue is because the federal government of the United States could still borrow trillions upon trillions of dollars, and it could sit there and it can do this with impunity because those members of Congress that are going to repeal and replace Obamacare have permanent seats at the $4.5 trillion all-you-can-eat buffet that's called the federal government. Now, just to remind you that nothing has changed. Children still roam the halls of Congress and the Senate. Christopher, play. This is the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the usual suspects, gathering in front of a microphone yesterday to pitch hissy fits. And you're going to hear exact. Look, this is going to take you. You're going to be reminded of so many early adulthood memories. You're going to want to turn it off. You're going to go, Minister Church, please, I can't take anymore. Nothing has changed. Listen.